And now bringing us some more scientific highlights from the week, here's Miracentha Lingam with our Naked Scientist newsflash.
A new drug target has been identified to fight the memory loss and dementia seen in Alzheimer's patients. Using mouse models, Li Hoi Tai from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology identified increased levels of the enzyme histone deacetylase 2, or HDAC2, in mice with the disease. The enzyme is known to play a role regulating the expression of genes involved with memory, but its increase can result in a blockade of these genes, resulting in impaired memory formation and a decline in cognitive function.
I think the good news from our study is that this blockade imposed by the elevation of HDAC2 enzyme is potentially reversible. So we are very hopeful that by coming up with inhibitors of HDAC2, one day that is possible clinically to recover cognitive function in Alzheimer's patients in terms of learning and memory.
The genome of Ötzi, the 5,300-year-old Iceman, has been sequenced by scientists at the European Academy of Bolzano. Previous studies of Ötzi have shown that he was over a metre and a half in height, lived in the Southern Alps, and was killed at the age of 46 by an arrow. But now his genome has revealed detailed characteristics of his physiology, such as brown eyes, lactose intolerance, and his blood group being O, as well as a predisposition to certain diseases, providing insight not only into his health, but also our evolution, as Albert Zink explains.
So we found that he suffered from Lyme disease, and this is the oldest evidence for this disease that we have so far. He also has a genetic predisposition for coronary heart diseases. It was not known that these kind of diseases are that old. We know now better about his ancestry, that he belonged to a population that came to Europe in the Neolithics. And nowadays we have these kind of populations still present in Sardinia and Corsica, where we found the same genetic structure. But in the rest of Europe, this signature is mainly replaced.
Male pygmy hippos can change the composition of their sperm to reduce the number of males born into the next generation. Working with endangered pygmy hippos in a captive environment, Joseph Saragusti from the Leibniz Institute for Zoo and Wildlife Research found that male members of the group produced sperm with higher levels of X chromosomes rather than Y chromosomes, meaning more females of genotype XX rather than males of genotype XY will be born in their offspring. This results in less competition between the territorial males, but could also be exploited to improve conservation methods.
In many endangered species, it would be better if we could have a little bit more females than males, because females are the ones that produce the offspring. Then we have a better chance to save populations from extinction. The next stage will be to find the mechanism, how they do it, and once we have this in hand, we might be able to influence this mechanism or activate it when we want it.
And finally, a large extinct penguin, which lived 25 million years ago, has been reconstructed using fossil remains in New Zealand. The Kairuku penguin, named after a Maori word for diver who returns with food, was pieced together using two incomplete skeletons of the bird, revealing a penguin with a slender body plan, standing at 4'2" in height, and with an elongated beak and long flippers. The finding provides new insight into the ecosystem of New Zealand during this time period, as Dan Sepka from North Carolina State University explains.
It turns out there's 5 different penguin species of all different sizes living side by side at about 27 million years ago. So this is part of a fauna of penguins. They're a very, very important component of that ecosystem. And based on their evolutionary relationships, we see that these penguins are actually a side experiment. They are a branch of the penguin tree that's separated from the main trunk. They evolved for several million years. They were very successful during that time, but ultimately they died out and did not leave any living descendants. But during the time, very, very important to the ecosystem.
And that study was published this week in the journal Vertebrate Paleontology.
Miracentha Lingam with our Naked Scientist newsflash. And as usual, all of our stories, including the ones that you've heard earlier on in the programme, as well as their references, can be found on our website at thenakedscientists.com/news.
Reacting to the world's best science, The Naked Scientists.